Hey, brother.
Yo, what's up, brother?
Why is that your go-to voice?
I literally every single time I do this, I can't be normal. So
I know why you do that voice.
Was it deep? Did it sound deep in your ears?
It's just, it doesn't sound like you. It sounds like another person.
Hi.
What's up, dude? How are you?
I haven't talked to you in like, it's been a month.
I mean, you just talked to me before, but yeah.
Nobody needs to know that.
since you just specified, since 9/2, September 2nd, 2020.
December 2nd?
September. Okay. We're not that far yet.
Oh, okay. What the fuck is up, bro? How's it going?
Good. Not too bad.
How about a little smirk? How's it been? I haven't seen you, your face.
Yeah, I got a webcam now, so now you can see me.
Yeah, I can webcam you now.
And I can see you.
Yeah.
And we can see each other all the time.
Yeah, that's how that works usually, yeah.
Whenever we're on our computers, we can turn the cameras on and see each other.
And without knowing if it's on or not, just like check in quick.
I can moon you when you're least expecting it, like I did.
You already did 5 minutes ago. Right? Yeah, I haven't seen those white cheeks in probably about. Actually, it's not been that long.
Just be honest. You love my white cheeks.
All I gotta say is they gotta get some sun. So
they're good. They're fine.
they need some vitamin C. If you know what I'm saying. So a lot of stuff has been happening in the world lately since I've talked to you last. Sorry to all of our viewers, listeners, whoever the fuck you are that are listening. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry, we don't know how to be. We don't know what's happening, so we record this often. So
it's okay. We can do what we want to do.
Yeah,
they're not like writing in a blog somewhere on Reddit like, God, you know that the Hey Brother podcast? They never post anymore on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
There's definitely nobody.
Yeah. The listener rate's going down, dude. It must be something. Maybe it's like actually, Mercury and Metro.
It hasn't gone down. It's been consistent.
It's been going up, actually.
That's what's shocking.
Weird. And nobody even knows. So, hell yeah. So a lot of stuff's been happening. Not a lot has changed with me. Still really busy. It's still kind of warm here. And waiting for you to come out and hang out with me. That's pretty much it.
Coming out for New Year's. Did you put your days in early?
So it's a mess, dude. I literally
you have
just
to put it in early because you got 2 months, and then that way they can't be like, you can't take off that week. You're taking
it already happened.
Man.
It literally already happened. I literally
who's taking off that week?
Everybody took off that week.
Two and a half months out.
I got all the time off except for the 27th to the 29th. I didn't get those days off. So the first 3 days of the year.
That's all you got?
No. I didn't get those days. The rest of the days I did get.
Oh, the first 2 days I'm here, you did not get everything after you have?
Yeah, and I took a couple extra days on the end. So
you got like the first, the second, the third too?
Right.
Nice. Are you? Yeah. Okay, good. All right. So I just won't see you that beginning then. Well, I see you after work, but.
Yeah, and before work. I'm not scheduled every one of those days. I think 2 out of the 3 days I am, maybe one of the days I'm free, but I literally put in for time for the week of Christmas, I think. So we'll see if I get approved for that. But you're already locked in with your tickets and everything like that. You and Aaron, is it?
Just bought them. Yeah.
Okay.
Just bought the tickets. So yeah, that's the dates you have are the dates we're coming.
Yeah. You're taking vacation time, right? With work?
Yeah. Taking BTO.
Yeah. So that's solid. Got that set up. This will help New Year's.
Glad you got the days, yeah.
Yeah.
I figured they wouldn't give you every single day, but I'm at least glad you got majority of it, you know?
Yeah, majority I have, yeah.
We're doing our Lego night, man. Our Lego night.
My
you know what we're
God.
Doing?
No.
We're gonna go one of the days, we're gonna hang out. I don't know. I might have to sleep over depending on how much I drink. Hopefully you have a space I can crash somewhere.
Okay, listen.
And Aaron's coming. And we're going to the Lego store. Okay. We're finding the Lego store in Arizona, or we're going to like Target or something if we can't find one. Is there a Lego store? Okay.
Yeah.
going to Lego store. We're going to buy either both a big set ourselves, or we're going to go in together and we're going to split a really big set. Whether it be Lego okay. Star Wars, a Technic race car, something really cool okay. that's out at the time, okay?
Okay.
We're going back to your place. We're going to get like a pizza or some food or something.
Yeah.
We're going to get some really good beers, and we're going to build that Lego set, watching movies, drinking beer, eating food. And that's all we're going to do all night. And then we're going to stay up till 2 a.m., 3 a.m., whenever that set is done, and then we're going to go to bed.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be an all-nighter.
You already have a plan?
Oh, yeah. Man, it's going to be great. Dude, I've been all dreaming right. about this since I got my tickets.
Oh, my God. Before shit. I got my tickets. Shit. All right. So this is everything I have pretty much set up. I might need to get a bigger TV. Might need to put it on the big yeah, the big CC, you know, on the
maybe,
big credit card.
That'd be your Christmas gift. You gotta get a big TV for our movie night.
Yeah, bigger TV and a table. Like I have a table, but I might need to get another or yes. like a nicer table. Yes. So maybe I'll bring your
drum stool down so I can sit on that. We can you know gather around the couch. Dude. It'll be perfect.
Well, exactly. So I guess that's my goal. I gotta have some stuff set up by the time everything else is pretty much good to go. The rest of the place is like pretty much set up, but except for that, like a place to build. And set
it's gonna be a sweet night.
Other thing I want to ask you: are we getting fucked up like every day, or like what? We going out? Like I got places to take you, or what? Because that's definitely.
I guess not the 3 days in the beginning when you work. You're gonna have a rough 3 days at work.
I mean,
but yeah, I'm down to if you want to take me out to some local places you've been around to lately.
I mean,
sure.
I don't know.
I know there's not a whole lot you've been to, but
yeah, no, I mean, there's places I've been to, somewhere new. There's I don't know with this coronas. I don't know.
Well, you guys don't really have anything that's changed. Like you're still running. Everything's open, right? Just limited seating outside.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I don't. And it's just gonna be a little chilly, but they'll have heat lamps and stuff, so we can definitely still be outside and have. They'll have limited seating inside. I'm sure a lot of places too.
Right.
They do here.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a stupid rule by your state where? All the places that serve alcohol at a bar or anything, you have to purchase food with your beverage of alcohol?
No.
You can just walk into a bar, sit down, have two beers and leave?
Yeah.
We can't do that here. The PA
law, when did that happen?
It's been since forever. Since they allowed us to go out and drink at the bar, you have to order food with it. You can never not have alcohol without having food with your order.
What?
So Aaron and I went to a winery on Saturday. Bishop Estate, we went to, it's like 20 minutes north of here in Percocet. It's awesome. We were there like half the day, but they said, you have to have food. If we come around and check, you have to have food with you while you're drinking wine. So like we set up a couple chairs and a blanket. So either you bring your own food, you buy food at the food truck, or you order like food or pick up food on the way and bring it with you. Like, you know what I mean? Like if you don't want to bring like your lunch or pack your lunch or something. So yeah, and then like that's just the rule. I don't know why they did it that way, but
yeah,
it wasn't a big deal because we were gonna eat and drink anyway. But sometimes right. I don't want to eat and drink. Sometimes I just want to go have one beer, and I can't do that. We've been to no breweries like in months because you can't just go anywhere and have a beer or two and leave. You have to order food, and you have to sit there and drink two beers and eat the food, and then prove that you had an order of food.
Is it because of safety? They want people to be safe. Like they don't want people to be,
dude. How does that make it more safe?
Because you have food in your body to like break down the alcohol that you just drink.
It has nothing to do with that. Nothing.
Well, that's what I'm asking you. What's the reasoning?
No, beats me. I don't know.
You don't ask why?
It's the governor's decision. I mean, who can I ask? The restaurants you don't could look choose it up. To do it.
No, I know. Yeah.
I don't know the reasoning. It's just, I guess I could look more into it. I don't really know the actual reasoning for it though.
Yeah. So many times I've gone out with my friends and we'll have parties for people at, you know, wherever, somebody at bars or like little restaurants or whatever, and we'll just drink. Right. And that's it.
Oh, so you have been out to drink like recently?
No. I'm saying like before the world has collapsed. Yeah.
Like when was the last time you went out to a bar?
Like just to a bar?
Just when's the last time you went out to drink? Yeah. When was the last time you went out for a drink?
Probably with mom, I think.
Pretty recently?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's just, I wish I could do that. I miss that, like being able to do that. And the issue is that a lot of places aren't open either because if they don't have food, they have a food truck. They have to bring a food truck. And if they don't have food, if if they don't have food in-house, like a kitchen, they have to serve you something if they are open. So it's like peanut butter jellies. I'm not That's even so kidding stupid. To you. Not even kidding. There's breweries that are open and they're just serving peanut butter jellies and potato chips and like snacks. Because you have to have food with your beer order.
Well, I don't know if dad took you to the one of the little breweries. It's not really a brewery, but it's a little bar, I guess. A couple of the little bars that we like that I found. One of them is the one I used to go with my friends all the time a couple of years ago. And they don't have anything there. There's no food, nothing there. They just have wine and craft beer. That's it. And
do you remember the name of it?
Here, I'll look it up here.
Is it called Goldwater? Is it the place that I met you when you came after work? The place I just met you last time I was there?
Here, I'll tell you where it is.
And we took your car, like, I'm trying to think.
It's not Gila Basin.
I can't remember. I think it was like Goldwater.
It's the one with the turtle, the turtle one.
Yeah. What the heck's the name of it? I don't think I've been there though.
Wandering Tortoise. That's what it is.
Wandering Tortoise.
Yeah. Okay. Such a good place. They have awesome freaking beer all the time. Oh my God. That's one I send you always pictures of their chalkboard of stuff. And you're like, how do they have that beer there?
They have like a crazy list of drafts.
Crazy selection of all these different places.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they don't sell, it's a tiny, tiny little place and they don't have anything else other than beer.
Yeah.
So people just go there and drink, that's it, and they leave.
Right.
So, wait, so you never told me about the winery that you went to, like, was it good or like, did you just go in, like you buy tickets and you have like, they just walked you around to places
really,
and you
it was really taste? Good. So we, like I said, we've been craving to go get drinks and we haven't been able to. So I just started instead of looking at breweries, I was like, let's go to a winery, maybe, or a vineyard, and found that place. And they had this bit, you can sit on the vineyard. So like you have the socially distance yourself, but you could bring a canopy, you could bring a blanket, chairs. They recommend you bring a table with you. I was like, oh my God.
What?
But yeah, they're like, bring pop-up tables, bring like a wood table with you or something to like throw your snacks on and drinks.
So they serve you?
No, they don't. You have to walk up to a tent to order a pour, or you could get a bottle and they'll open it for you. And then they just give you the cork and then you can walk back and they give you a couple of glasses and you split a bottle with friends or your couple or whatever. Or you could go to the back. This place was huge. And they had a tasting area where you could get a flight. I think they were doing flights of six little tiny tastes. Or you could get they had a tasting of six little tastes and then you could get a flight, which was three pours.
Yeah.
And the flight was like three glasses of wine in a bucket. They gave you a little bucket to carry it. And they had like, because they couldn't really monitor you, cause you like, there was so many people there and you could sit anywhere. Anytime you ordered something, you had to put a deposit down so that you couldn't walk away with the glasses.
Like,
they wanted you to bring the cups back, the glasses, so that people would feel them. It's because like, so every time you got wine, you had to pay like $10 and then you bring the thing back and you get your $10 back.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was really good wine. They had live music. They have live music every Friday, Saturday, and it was cool. Aaron and I both got a pour and they had like a meat wagon place. We got some like macaroni and cheese and like food and stuff. And then after we got a pour, we both got a flight then.
Oh my God.
So good. Yeah, so I had a flight there and then I was going to get more, but we were already there for a few hours and it was tiring, like waiting in line at that point.
Yeah.
So at that point, we were just like, let's just go home and drink more. So that's what we did.
Yeah.
So we ended up going back to return our bucket to get our money back. And at the same time, we bought two bottles to go. And it was like a dry Riesling we got, which you would love because I know you like white wine a lot.
Yeah.
So it's not as sweet. It's really good. I've never had that before. It was awesome. And then I got I like my reds. So I got, it's a Cabernet Sauvignon, but it's on whiskey barrels. So it's like a little bit smoky. It's got the like whiskey aftertaste to it. So good. It was expensive, but it was
one
of the best wines. Yeah. It's called Dark Bishop. It's really good. Yeah. It's awesome.
Reminds me of a love letter.
Yeah, exactly. The whole place had a vibe of love letter, because like that, really? The place is called Bishop Estate. So like, like the lettering on their menu for their wines, it spells Bishop vertically.
What?
Like the wine's called B, and then one wine's called I, and like, yeah, it's just the first letter of the name of the wine, but it had a really similar like lettering of that game.
Yeah.
Of love letter. Yeah.
Yeah. Damn, I'm jealous. Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah, it was really good. You would definitely enjoy that.
I'm trying to think of what else I've been up to. That's pretty much it. It's been like I said, is it chilly there? Like what you said, it was like cold there when you went out.
It was cold that day. That Saturday was chilly. Like it was 50 when we were outside, and then it went to 34 that night. That's cold.
Oh.
I mean,
is it a snow?
It was close to freezing. Yeah, it could. I mean, it pretty much was that chilly. And then it warmed back up again. So it's been like this week's like 70s. Oh, 55 to 70 all week. Yeah. So it's been nice right now, but I bet it will cool back down this weekend into next week.
Yeah.
Because we're going into the end of the month.
Yeah.
But I think we were going to carve pumpkins last weekend, and we decided it was just too much because we did the winery. So we're going to do it on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. So today's the 21st. I can't believe October is almost done and nothing has happened yet. Like there's no progress that we've made.
Nothing happened. What do you mean? iPhone 12 released.
Oh shoot. I mean, iPhone 12 came out, and I mean, what are your thoughts? I mean, we've talked about this already before, but
we discussed our predictions only on pod.
Yeah, but we talked our predictions and what we thought was going to be.
So didn't know the blue colors were coming. I think the colors are really nice in the pros. I don't really enjoy the regular 12 colors.
I mean, I think they're nice. I think the colors I don't like are the iPad Air pastel colors. It looks very iPhone 5C-esque, like very like childish almost.
Yes, but, I agree.
I watched MKBHD's, his channel. He has a review of the iPad Air and talk about like the pros and cons. Too. It was a really, really good video. And it was like detailing why you should buy it. And if you don't care about like promotion and stuff like that, just like get an iPad Air, right? It's cheaper, it's worth it. But then I'm like, what's the point of like the new color scheme doesn't really make any sense then. Like, I mean, he's like, just get the space gray. Cause if you want to buy an iPad, just get this. And I'm like, it's kind of lame, you know, like I like all the details of it, and it's for like a, you know, a wide range of people to purchase, but I don't really like the colors. It's kind of silly, but I love that iPad though. I think
exactly.
It's
right.
But that's the iPad. But for the phone, not to like to bore anyone or anything like that, but I think I like the phone, everything they announced and everything like that. It's like so funny how it's literally exactly how the rumors were that we talked about.
That's how it always is every year. It's
like exactly the same.
Rumors dead on, yeah.
Yeah. And wasn't much of a surprise, which is fine. But how do you feel about the changes, the huge controversial changes to not putting the power adapter in the box anymore? And it's like you already, like you've told me before, like, are we gonna have to buy those now? Like, what? It's all they put USB-C in the box, so they're like, if you want USB-C, you need to buy another power adapter. But you can still use what you have, right, to charge the phone.
And that's what I told you day one. That's the one thing that kind of did make me mad. But I get why they did it. I understand entirely, yeah. And I'm not saying it's a bad move, but it did make me mad because you're in the same boat. You didn't buy 11 Pro last year, and we liked the 11 Pro. And we were like, let's wait. You and I both said to each other, we liked it when it came out. We're like, we're going to wait for the 12.
Right.
Here we are. The 12 came out. Guess what? We didn't get the 11 Pro. So you don't get that 18-watt adapter in the box.
Right.
So unless you upgrade every year, which only 5% of people or 3% of people do that have the Apple iPhone upgrade plan, they just pay that lease for 12 months and then just start the new lease. And they just have a perpetual citizen's loan. I was like, I don't do that. I know you don't do that. I mean, I don't know. Like,
yeah, right. I mean, it's, but like the fact that the phone is completely different, it's completely designed differently. Everything's different. The internals are different. And they want you to, it requires a 20 watt power adapter. I mean, they want you to have a 20 watt power adapter.
What I feel is they kind of jumped the gun. It's just like when they took the headphone jack away, they just jumped the gun and just were like, yeah, it's gone. Like all the phones don't have it now. Yeah. What they should have did was they should have gave it still with these phones maybe. And then the next phone, because like this is our movement, like we're going to give you the, because we're giving you, or gave a USB-A to USB-C and then gave a, you know, because everybody has the USB-A adapter, the 5-watt one. So at least you could use that cable then with your old adapter. And then if you want to buy the fast charge 20-watt one, you can for 20 bucks. That's fine. But right. at least, because that doesn't make any sense. Now everybody has this USB-C cable and they're like, I have five of these little 5-watt bricks. I can't use it with this cable. Right. That's how I feel anyway, because I have five of them laying in a container right next to me and I can't use them now with the new phone coming. So it's like,
I mean, I guess the intention was, like you said, like you're supposed to use what you already have. The cables, if you want fast charging, it's not required, right? It's not like they, you need to have this to charge the phone. It's not right. It's not the case. It's just, if you want fast charging, buy the 20 watt, you can have fast charging and you have the cable included. And that's the whole point. It's, there is no, like, you need to have this to charge. It's just, you already have what you have, use it, right?
But what the reason they did it is, I get it, like with the environment thing, but also the other reason is, you realize they didn't go to USB-C this year with the phone charge for it?
Right.
I know why they didn't. Instead of spending the money to have the phones change it to the USB-C and like match the iPad Pros and the iPad Air now, they're like, forget that. Let's just keep riding lightning to the very end of this. iPhone 13, I'm calling it now, no ports on it. It's just going to be, they're going to make that MagSafe charger that now you can charge with. That's going to be the new charger. You're going to get the phone in the box, no cable next year. It's just, that's it. You're going to get the phone with the sticker and the paperwork. That's it.
Yeah.
And you're going to use the MagSafe charger that comes out. Now you're going to buy that. Or if you want, you're going to buy or use the cable you have, the USB-C cable. You're going to buy another one or whatever. And then you're going to buy that brick. And that's it. Or I mean, you're just going to use the Qi wireless charger pads people have laying around the house that are going to go buy new ones.
Yeah, because think about all Union how, or whatever. Right. Like how cheap the Qi certified wireless chargers are that you can find on Amazon.
Yeah.
And they're going to say, well, you know, like, hey, these are so affordable.
There's a million of them
using
now.
Using these since the iPhone 8, you know? So
they're 7.5 watt. They're half the wattage. But any wireless charger is slower than cable.
Right.
So I'm already aware of that. So I don't know how you feel. I think the MagSafe thing's really cool, but I also think it's really gimmicky. Like the charge thing, like I've seen the videos. Have you seen the videos yet of like the MagSafe charger on the phone?
Yeah.
And stuff. It doesn't really make me that excited. Does it really make you excited?
I mean, I really like the concept.
I like the concept.
I really like the concept. And it's, I mean, I feel like it was definitely overly designed, or maybe not overly designed, but like just a lot of thought was put into it. Or maybe they didn't put a lot of thought into it. And they were just like, oh, this is just a feature. Cool, it's done, right?
Instead of magnets on the phone and be done, yeah.
Yeah, and it probably was pretty simple for them. But I don't know, like, if you probably watched or read about it, like, people are, like, complaining, like, oh, I'm going to put my phone down. I'm going to have to use another hand to, like, lift it off or whatever. I'm going to have to Velcro it to my desk. It's like, but then the other thing is people like to charge their phone and use it at the same time, which you can do then with the wireless charger.
Right.
So,
or you just forget. Getting the MagSafe, and guess what you do? You just get a Qi wireless pad. And guess what? That doesn't lift off the ground. You just lay your phone on it. It charges. The 15-watt wireless is still a Qi charger. It just charges a little bit quicker than the 7.5-watt.
But I think what you said was like really, really like, I think that's a smart like hypothesis, because
for next year's phone, they're going to go portless. Year. Yeah.
Because and it's already, what?
It's all going to be wireless and it's not going to be that fast of charging. There's no fast charging with wireless yet.
Yeah. Well, that's it's what they're
be,
going
to. It will be there eventually. There's going to be like, some way you're going to charge your phone. You're going to lay it down. It's going to charge like really fast wirelessly. Right. But it's not there yet. Right now, if you want to charge your phone fast, you got to do the plug in the phone. And if that goes away next year, we're going to have the last phone that you can fast charge. Think about that. Because the cable with the 20-watt charger is still premium over anything else you can do right now.
Right. It's insane. Charge
it. It's insane. And I'm going to end up buying it because I'm going to want that fast charge for travel. Like I'm going to want to have that without taking a pad with me.
Right.
But I'm just saying like that's personally my preference. I'm not going to buy that MagSafe thing. I got a nice Native Union $80 pad. I'm going to use that.
Right.
And I'm just going to use the cable that comes with my box. I'm going to buy that 20-watt block and then call it a day. And I'll just get rid of, you know, my old chargers eventually, my 5-watt ones. I don't need
them. I mean that's pretty much it. I mean
like
until the wireless is fast charging, which will probably be the new tech they'll introduce, then it will all be wireless and then everybody's gonna have wireless.
And once that occurs, our phones will all be ready for it. It's not like it's something that has to be added to the phone, it's something that has to be developed for the charger. not the phone. Because the phone's already ready to go. Right. You know what I mean? Like maybe the batteries will change in time. Maybe it won't be the same lithium ion technology or something, which it's possible. But I think because all the phones already support that Qi standard, they just need to develop the charger that maybe, you know, I don't know if they, there's like a new technology in the future that, you know, something that we haven't even heard of yet that can do it.
Right.
And can do it, you know, fast charging that way.
So, I mean, it's exciting. I think the other thing with the magnets in the phone, you know, I probably mentioned this to you already before, but like the fact that you can have it mounted in your car and you don't have to have like a sticky magnet in the back or anything, like it's all, there's no proprietary stuff anymore. It's going to be, it just works. And the fact that they have, you know, CarPlay 2 coming out and everything, that's like all really, really nice. You can use your phone to unlock your car. You can just place it down and you don't need a case for anything. Like, I really love that seamless design. I don't think that would ever happen, ever. Like, everything just works. So I like that a lot. And the fact that, like, we saw those wallet cases come out in the event. They came out like, oh, now you can have a wallet with it.
I like those and a then lot, yeah.
It just works, right? You don't need anything else with it. It's just, boop, cool, works together, right? I think I read somewhere that those wallets are not going to be available until like the end of November.
So if you ordered them that pre-order day.
Oh, really?
I think people are, maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know. But on the day of the pre-order, I did look in the store and I saw that the date said.
Right. I saw that.
You saw that too? December 4th, delivery or whatever, like end of November, beginning of December delivery. Is that because they were sold out right away or because they're delayed?
It could
they
just
were
be,
delayed for everybody.
Yeah, I think it was delayed. Like you couldn't. They're not available yet. Yeah,
I really wanted to get it, but if it's delayed till then, I'm not going to get it till Christmas probably. You know what I mean? Right. I put it on my Christmas list, and I said, Aaron, I want this. You know, I'm told I want the black one, and I just threw it on there. But did you watch any videos online yet about that wallet? Like, have you seen MKBHDs or your average consumers?
No, I didn't see any yet.
Okay, I'm just curious. I mean, it doesn't really matter too much, but I was just seeing how strong the magnets were on it because that does bother me. I want to see if that sticks on really tight. And on one hand, on one video, he's saying it's loose in his pants. Like when he puts it in his pocket, it gets caught on his jeans and it like slides right off. But he didn't have a case on the phone. On the other video, he has the silicone case on the phone and puts the wallet on that and then slides out his pocket. He's like, he's holding the wallet. He's holding the wallet like this with the phone hanging and it's just holding it like tight. And then it never came off in his pocket, probably because of the friction or also the combination of the double magnets.
Yeah.
The case with the wallet causing maybe an extra connection there.
Because the case obviously has magnets in it too.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if the leather sliding on the glass back in the pocket, maybe that caused it, you know, because it's easy to slide. There's no friction there compared to the silicone rubbing on leather.
Right.
I don't know. It just made a good point. Like this freaking wallet's $60. It holds three cards in it.
Right.
And it's they're going to be like this hard to get out. They're going to be tight to get out, but it's nice to carry your ID and two credit cards with you or whatever, or your insurance card, you know, when you go out. And I like the idea when you get back at your house, you just pop the wallet off. And then when you're ready to go out, boom, it's all in one, slide it in.
Right.
So I just hope it sticks on fine. Cause I'm going to use it all the time. I will.
No, I mean, that's good because, I don't want to have a wallet at all. I just want everything to be on my phone. I want all my cards. I want everything to be Apple Pay. I want my license to be on my phone. You know what I mean? But like you said, you can't.
It's not there yet. Yeah. So you still got to carry your license, your driver's license. You also got to carry insurance. I mean, I do have like my insurance and like my Apple Pay card, but not everywhere to take Apple Pay. So you still got to have a physical card with you when you go out to some places. So.
I literally ask every single time, I'm like, do you take Apple Pay? And they're like, I don't even know if it works. And then I literally help them figure it out. I pay Apple Pay. I'm like, sick. Now you know it works then.
Yep.
But then it helps me, right? I get better cash back and it's safer. So it's like, but like, it's so silly, you know?
It is silly.
But that's, I mean, it's all trending in a positive, you know, in a positive correlation. It's all better. It's all going to get better.
Dude, I cannot tell you. I barely, like, this is crazy. Since I got my Apple Watch for my birthday, I take my wallet and my phone with me in the car. I've been leaving my wallet and my phone in the car. I pay everything now on my watch.
Dude.
I double click my watch. And
I go
like this on everything. I'm just like,
oh my
boom,
God.
Boom, boom. You don't need your phone with you. I didn't know that. My phone died at Wegmans. I'm like, oh, I can't use my Apple Pay. I double tapped and tried it. It worked. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me,
dude.
You don't need your phone on for it to work. And then it just resyncs back up when you plug your phone back in.
Right.
It sees your payment history. I'm like, I use my watch to pay everything now. Everything. Everywhere I go, I'm using my watch. I just go, doom, doom, done.
Dude, isn't that freaking convenient? Oh my God.
It's dangerously convenient that I'm spending money that I don't even realize I'm spending. Because you don't see the cash coming out of your wallet. Yeah. So it's like, all of a sudden you look at your credit card, like, oh crap, I have $1,000 on there. It's like, it takes no time to do that. So it's like,
Dude, I hear you.
It's just, I can never go back now. Like if I never have to carry a card around ever again and just pay with my watch, I'm set, man.
Bliss. Yeah, exactly.
It's very blissful.
Dude, it's like, it literally is, I have all my, like when I travel, when I have my boarding passes on my watch or on my phone, boom, right there, right? Like you say, go pay, boom, right there, right? Can't never cash again, nothing.
Driver's license and our passport virtually on the phone or the Apple Watch, that, then we're good. That's all you need. And then you can go out to a bar and you can just have your phone and you can show your license, show your 21, and then you can have your Apple Pay card when you're done at the bar and boom, and you can leave and you don't even need them to walk up. You can just do it on the table or something.
Exactly.
That's the future.
And I think, this is like one of the biggest like positives of the pandemic is the no contact everything.
With like
everything is no contact.
The scan of the barcode for the menus. I've seen that now. I just went to a restaurant at King of Prussia. They had that.
Dude.
The thing that you were talking about.
The thing that I literally pitched to businesses, I pitched that idea. I built an entire business profile, everything like, how it would work, the payment system, everything like that, whatever. And I pitched that to businesses before, like as soon as the pandemic happened. And this has been like this whole QR thing that's been happening in Japan and like other countries for years. They already have their shit figured out. We don't have any of our shit figured out. So like when this happens, we're like, oh my God, we don't know what's happening. So I literally called businesses up and I said, I can do this for you and I'll implement all this stuff for you. And they were like, yeah, I'm afraid. I don't know how that stuff works. Literally now everybody has it. You know how fucked up that is? Nobody cared.
I've seen it at one place, but I think a lot of places have adopted that. Yeah, a lot of modern restaurants have definitely adopted that.
So
it makes it very convenient. Yeah,
it's
contactless.
I've told you about it.
You pay on your phone. Yeah, boom.
You literally pull the menu up, and then they come. You pay. Like I love that so much. It will never. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, from the day we die, literally, this will never change. The fact that you pull the menu up, you talk to somebody that. Everything's going to be virtual now. Everything's going to be contactless. It's going to be on our phone. It's going to be, we view it, which is so awesome because that's so much safer and like way more convenient. Isn't that crazy how much the society
shifts? It is way more convenient. They don't have to take menus anywhere. They don't have to print any menus. It's environmentally friendly still more so,
to not
print new menus. And they always update the menu online and then you pay online. And then it was very different because like we know your table number. So like, it's connected to your order. It says put your table number in, it says on the thing, and then they know where to go for your order. And like they don't come to you as often. Like it's kind of like you'd almost like use your phone as like I need somebody to come, and like you hit ding, you know what I mean? Like if you need somebody to come over, like a
request system.
Yeah, like you know what I mean? Like you hit a button and like somebody can come over to you and like help you out, like, or, get you a straw or something, you know what I mean? Because they don't come to you as often, but then you can request them through your phone.
Right.
Without having a tablet on the table, like you see the Applebee's or whatever, that would go away in the phone.
Oh, that's
everybody's
gone.
At the phone already.
Right.
And you don't need that on the table anymore.
It's all standard now at this point. Everything's literally set as standard. Everybody has a phone. It's all through an app. It's all through a website. Yep.
And then they have maybe, a few menus there for somebody that might not walk in with their phone or something. They have a few hard menus or like, you sit down like, oh, I don't actually have my phone with me, and they bring you a hard menu like that. That would be the only thing I'm, they have a mix for elderly or something that can't read it.
I don't know, man. This is crazy. It's crazy though. Like to see the shift of everything. And,
it is crazy.
It's only going to get crazier. I think
it's going to keep changing. Yeah. especially in the next 10, look where we've gone in the last 10 years. You look at the last 13, you're looking at the first iPhone. To now, that's 13 years, 2007 to now.
Right.
Now we're going from 2020 to 2030, because that's when they want to eliminate their carbon footprint, Apple as a company. Let's see how this next 10 years goes, because this is gonna be a crazy 10 years, as if the last 10 weren't crazy enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Like think about the exponential progress that was made in just in our lives, right? Exactly. especially with the technology we use. I was just talking to somebody today and they're like, oh, like, you know, do you go outside? Do you like to go do stuff and stuff? And I was like thinking about it. I was like, literally when we were kids, that's literally all we did was run around outside. Yeah. We never did anything other than play and
We used to do all that, kick the can. But then you and I, when we weren't hanging out with friends at a house, going outside and doing that stuff, you and I would just go down that creek and jump it and like play with all the mud and the dirt. We would ride our bikes in like the bog.
Think about it, all the crap that
we did. We were never inside. All we did was play outside,
dude,
for hours.
No one was around. We were just fucking around.
Jumps. We were running as fast as we could. Long jump over the creek. Do you remember? And you choose like the widest gap to jump, and you would miss and you slide down a little bit.
We're like measuring it. We're like, I don't know if we can make this one, dude. You're like enticing me, like, dude, you gotta make this jump. Gotta make this jump, dude. We'd skin our knees. We're like, we gotta keep going.
Sometimes you miss, and then our one friend miss, and like he would slide down and hit this plate on the water, or we would slide our sleds down the mountain, the sand down, and not go in the creek, but then you'd fall down in the icy water.
Oh, and it was freezing cold, and we'd get soaking wet, and we'd still like keep going.
Or you ride your bike. What you do is you ride your bike into the back of a bog, and you find a pipe that's clogged with sticks, and you jam it until the claw gets undone. And you're like,
we're not talking about that.
And you're like, we gotta go.
And it goes,
and you just see all the water getting sucked in. You're like, we gotta go. We gotta run. Ian, I'll never forget it. Please tell me you don't forget that.
Got her. I'll never forget that.
I remember like yesterday.
We fucking around on someone else's property that we had no business doing. No. Okay.
And do they never know we were there? Probably not. But
they probably had cameras. We have no idea.
We have no clue. We'll never know to this day.
We weren't fucking smart enough to think of those things. We were just like, dude,
we didn't care.
We're just gonna fuck around. Yeah, exactly. We didn't care at all. Oh my god.
You know what I do miss doing besides that kind of stuff? In terms of playing outside, the airsoft gun battles. When they throw the mask on from Walmart and we just run around with the AK-47 and the pistols. Dude, or like go to Country Junction and get the spring loaded. And you get the different millimeter BBs, like they're 7, 9, 11. They're like all different,
the different weights.
And they hurt more if you get the 11s. But like the 7s were crappy. And like you shoot them in the wind. they go like this in the wind, like every angle.
They're like pressed and they're all cracked because how cheap they are. And, so they jam the gun up every time.
And you shoot them and they just do curls, like curves in the wind. And it's like, and then we spent the money on the 11s or whatever, the heavyweight. And they're like $20 for this little container of them.
Yeah. Filling up the whole AK, and the AK would also get jammed.
I would literally want to go buy some online because I miss that so bad. And just go and play those outside with Aaron.
I'm telling you right now, I did that. I don't know. I played airsoft maybe a couple years ago.
You did like the rental thing at the place, right?
I went to the rental place. There's a ton of them here. And it was all indoor. And they had tons of like stanchions, and they have like buildings and all that kind of shit. And I rented like the gear you have to wear and the mask. And I had the only guns I had were the guns that we have, right? The Colt spring loaded and the gas powered semi-automatic and automatic pistol.
They had, it was all gas, all of them?
No. Just the ones that we. Yeah, yeah. Because the one we have is spring.
Oh, the ones we have. We still have
them. I still have them. It's in my tool chest.
Does that propane,
they still work?
The propane green gas gun still work?
The propane gun still works, but the magazine's broken because the gasket for the gas, because of the temperature changes, it cracked the seal. So I was still using it with the seal like that because it would just work sometimes. Like,
but then the gas leaks out in time, yeah.
Right. Or like it wouldn't let you actually shoot the gun then for safety.
That thing's wild. That's the best one we have. It's like metal, the metal magazine. Yes.
You can shoot at full auto, dude. It's nuts. Rips.
And it's so strong too when it comes out. Yeah.
You can, oh my God, dude. So I took those guns and I didn't rent any other guns. I just used those. And I can't even tell you how fucking fun that was. Oh my God. People just shooting with these crazy guns and you just like ripping people apart in the dark. They shut the lights off for some of them.
The rental ones are gas or spring, all spring?
All the rental ones are like regular M4 battery, and they're all
batteries. So they're all like charged, they're, and they're all they're all semi or auto. Like you can switch them or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
They usually only let you do semi because people get really upset.
They just hold it down. Yeah.
Yeah. But they test like all the FPS you go in, they test the FPS on them. They're like, oh, cool, you're good. You know, all the same stuff you see online. Literally, it's all real. Like, that's all stuff that happens. And then
that's cool.
Dude, so much fun. I was there for hours sweating, playing. Oh my God. And that was indoor. That I wasn't outdoor. It was in, all indoor.
That's cool.
Oh, dude. Also to tell you, like, remember I probably maybe told you this a couple of years ago. I have like bookmarks of airsoft stuff that I want to buy. Like still, I've never looked at it recently.
In Amazon?
No, like stuff that's on other websites.
On like those airsoft sites we used to order from, like where you get the BBs. Yeah.
Yes. Just really good, like stuff that's not even expensive, but it was expensive to me at the time. Like, oh, this is a lot of money, but it was all like equipment and stuff.
And they're like $100 guns, $150 guns. Yeah.
One was like a sniper rifle. One was like another pistol or whatever. It's like, dude.
No, they're cool. So much fun. Because you can get like them that have some like good scopes on them or even have like a little metal in the build, not all plastic in the body. It's a little weight
people,
to it.
Yeah, people spend a lot of money. My friend just did an airsoft battle in an abandoned mall. We have a lot of malls here that are abandoned. They rent out the whole mall and they have like a QBC like attack skirmish between, and he's fully kitted everything and he's got his weapons and stuff.
How do you do that? You can rent out a whole mall?
Like companies do that. They rent out the mall. They pay whoever owns it, the land or whatever, rents it out. And dude, can you imagine how many BBs are in
there?
That
would be so, there must be all over the floor on a tile. Like what? And you're just like, what? You're going to slip on them. Like when you run around, that's dangerous.
Jeez. Dude, but he's like, it was absolutely insane. It was insane.
That's cool.
Also, another thing I thought of was, do you remember when we were on the trampoline at the one house with the hill, the house in the corner of the yellow house? Yeah.
The farmhouse.
Yeah.
And the same one we're talking about.
Yeah. Those chickens came over and attacked us. The roosters and the chickens.
Did they come while we were on the trampoline?
Yeah. Remember, we're like, Connor. I'm like, Connor.
They attacked us one time. Was that the time that we ran out of the ditch, the trampoline, and ran inside? And they came and chased us into the fencing of the patio?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the same day?
Yeah, because we were so scared. And you're like, dude, I don't know what to do.
They did attack us. Like, they attacked one of our ankles, right? Like, they attacked our ankle or something?
Yeah. But they came all the way across. And we were
they stampeded across the field. I was like, what are they doing?
From like half a mile away. They were so pissed off.
They're like, let's go attack these trampolines.
We're going to fuck these guys up.
And they like ran across a farm field to us. Like, what the
exactly.
hell?
Exactly. Literally, we're just jumping away.
Dude, they
fun.
Were wild. They used to like hang out on the street and like cars would turn that corner and then like they would sit there. So like they would like act like they were going to try to get hit and then cars would wait for them to walk across.
Dude.
They were like asking for it, man.
Oh my God. Yeah, I remember that so vividly.
I remember that one time. They came over more than once, but that one time when they did attack us, they like ran over.
Because we were surrounded by them. We were like, dude, what do? We got to go inside.
That was so such a weird thing that they come over and visit. Yeah.
Just specifically to us, yeah.
That was so weird.
Oh, God. Damn. Oh, yeah, I mean...
Some wild times.
Some wild times, baby. Yeah, I miss those times, dude. A lot of times when we were young. Oh, I guess my whole point in telling it when saying that or bringing it up was like, literally, like, look at all the changes that have happened in our life. And literally, like, you see kids and stuff, all, you know, on their phones or whatever now, and having depression and stuff is sad. But we didn't have any of those problems. I'm just like thinking back to our childhood. We literally had none of those problems.
Like, even just look at our brothers. So like they're half my age. Like they grew up with the video game already being out, like in readily available, and grew up in a household. Like yeah, we had video games growing up too. But I don't know. It was a different time where like there was more to things than just Fortnite. You know what I mean? Or like there was more to things than just Minecraft. Like. That those things didn't exist yet, you know what I mean? And like, not that like it really matters too much, because like I guess you could change your ways and still go outside now, but
no, right?
I think that it's just a little different. That's all kids care about now: phones and you know, technology and Fortnite and stuff like
it's
that.
It's tough, yeah. We would go like hang out with our friends and still play video games. Like we'd still 100% do that all the time.
Yeah, I'm not saying that we didn't, but you're right. There was a lot more.
We did so many other things.
It was a lot more going to knock on the neighbor's door and be like, hey, are you available? And then you go ride bikes around for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And then, and then after you did that, you said, all right, meet me on World of 79. You hop on RuneScape. After the 3 hours of riding bikes and playing Cops and Robbers, then you go hop on RuneScape for 3 more hours.
And then play on RuneScape.
Yeah. And mine until your mining level was good.
Yeah.
Like that was the life. Yeah. That was sixth grade, man, for me.
Also, like, how you can't like do that anymore. Like our parent, they were just like, cool, everything's good, everything's fine. You're not gonna get like swiped or anything by like pedophiles. Like, you know what I mean? Isn't that kind of completely different now?
I don't think it's completely different, but I think that it's definitely more aware in society. Like, people are more aware of it. Like,
mm-hmm.
think about it more often than they used to, or like, especially for younger people, maybe younger children. But
yeah,
that's definitely a good point. Because we would just run around playing people's backyards and go to people's houses. And I mean, we knew that, but like, you know, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You never really know, truly.
Yeah. We also, like you said, we literally didn't care about anything and also didn't know. So we're like, who cares? Who gives a fuck? Yeah. Oh,
yeah, it's fun.
Damn. Well, I think I'm going to go eat now. And then we can play some games. You want to play some games?
Yeah, I do want to play something.
I want to play some Rampage. We were talking about that earlier. We don't talk about this Rampage in this episode, but
do they have Rampage on Steam right now? Like a two-player Rampage? Let me see.
Dude, I want to boot up the N64 that's at your place right now.
Yeah.
I want to order Rampage on fucking eBay, and I want to play that shit two-player co-op.
We could. I mean, I have two working controllers I could bring to Arizona and the system.
Dude,
let me see if it's on Steam real quick. Rampage, it's probably like the new one.
I'm telling you right now, in our studio that we have, our joint studio that we have together, it's gotta have an N64. It's gotta have an N64 with four working controllers.
Ooh, that'd be really nice. And have just like Smash Brothers always in it.
Always set up Smash ready to go.
I don't see Rampage on Steam.
We'll have to buy it on eBay then.
I want to see if it's on eBay right now. What is it, Rampage? What was the name of it?
The first one. Oh, the chat is here. Okay.
It is
World Tour.
World Tour. Okay. Let me go to eBay real quick.
Damn, just look at this game. It looks so much fun. I don't remember the whole point of the game. It was literally just to like get the highest score. Was that literally it?
No, you had to break the certain amount of buildings and like eat a certain amount of people and stuff like that. Like, you couldn't lose being a monster. Remember,
that's right.
You're a human that mutates and becomes a monster. If you got killed or became a human again, because remember when you die, you're naked because you're a mutant.
And then you go off the screen and then you come back.
You die. Yeah, you don't want to lose becoming a monster. You want to become a monster as long as possible.
You eat like the toxic waste and stuff like that to stay being a monster.
Yep. Sorry, what's the name of it again? World Tour?
Or Rampage World Tour. Total Destruction was the next one that came out.
That's right.
Either one is actually really good, but
I saw the GameCube one. So I literally just found it for $23.
Damn.
I found $23 without the box. Somebody else has it. Does somebody else have the box? No, cartridge only for $35. Somebody has it with the manual for 50.
Oh my gosh.
But no box for like a collector. Oh, somebody has it box, manual, everything, 65 or best offer with $5 shipping. So they want $70 for it.
We don't have any of the boxes for any
of the four games. No. So I don't care about the box. I could literally get it by now for $23 right now. I could buy it right now. I'm literally about to do this. I'm serious. Oh,
dang. Ooh.
Oof, it's the exact cartridge too, and you could be like Lizzie's the lizard, right? The green guy.
Yeah.
George is the monkey. And then I can't remember the last one, the wolf guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think those are the only three in the original game, right? Those are the only three guys you could be.
Or could you unlock more later? I literally don't remember. I only remember playing story mode or whatever co-op.
That was the only mode of us. Yeah.
And then we just going through like it's just getting really difficult, and then we just getting frustrated because we used to die so quickly.
And it was like one of the only games you could play three player because you could have three controllers and all three you could play different the three guys.
Which is why we play all the time, yeah.
And you know what's funny? You would play this game and like, yeah, you'll have nostalgia, but you're gonna realize how like probably dumb it is because it's an arcade game that ported to N64. It's a Midway arcade game that you can still play at the arcade. I've played it before at arcades.
Yeah. And
it's such a basic game where it's just a stick and go up and hit A and B.
Yeah.
And, like,
and then up and down.
A to jump,
and left
B to
and
break
right.
stuff. Yeah. And like you're going to be like getting hit by every bullet and die instantly. You're like, I'm not any better than I was when I was a kid. Like, it's the same crap, just a different
yeah,
year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm just older now and I get frustrated.
Yeah, exactly. Dang. I'll have to buy that. Maybe that's your Christmas gift this year, dude. But
damn.
Then you can't play unless you have the system or I get you your own 64.
I need a full... Dude, I've looked at N64 so many times, I can't even tell you.
Have you looked
full...
on Facebook Marketplace and stuff to see if find a used one?
Dude, I want like a nice one. Like a one with two controllers minimum.
Well, you could buy
the
controllers
gray
separate.
Controllers. Well, sometimes they come as a whole pack. You know what I mean?
I want to see if there's... Yeah, if you're going to get one... I found one on here with two controllers ready to go. $150 they want.
Yeah. See, it's
dang.
Pricey.
I wouldn't even do that. I would just get one like with one controller and just buy the controller separate. It's way cheaper that way.
But like I want the OG controllers. I don't want those weird like aftermarket
no,
ones.
No, you get the OG. But are you okay with it not being gray? Like get the colored ones?
Yeah, we had the color ones, didn't we, or no?
No, we have the gray.
Hmm. Also, did you ever get all those games from Poppy's house? All those games that were there?
We didn't take all the games. We took some, right? Oh, we took all the games?
I'm asking. I don't know. I don't remember.
We went back and took some of the games. And the
there were so many games.
One controller. There. Did we take all the games? No, we didn't.
Because the N64 was just sitting there with a ton of games. We took GoldenEye. Remember, we took GoldenEye.
That was from there?
Yeah, we never had that.
That's right. We did take that from there. So, yeah, I all the games that we took from there, I have. But I don't think we took all of the games. Does that make sense? Like there were some games we left there, like Gex. Remember Gex we used to play?
Yeah.
That we kept there. We didn't take any of those games. But I remember playing them. Gex 1 and 2, I think, were there. Perfect Dark. I never took that. And I wish I took all those games because
I know.
Didn't,
That's what I'm asking.
I didn't care for them. But you go on eBay, like Perfect Dark's like $50. And I would love to play that game.
Yeah.
I think that was the game, right? Perfect Dark?
I wonder where those games went. Because there was also, like you said, a bunch of controllers, and we
either
didn't have any.
Either before Poppy moved, he called, Perfect Dark. That was the one I never took.
Damn.
Either
called the family,
before,
yeah.
Before they moved, and the Norell family took them back.
Yeah.
Or maybe they got rid of them or sold them or something. Or I doubt they took them with them, right?
Yeah.
So either somebody grabbed them, and they're sitting somewhere else, or they sold them. I would say in a yard sale or something.
Dang.
Sad, but I wish I took them all.
That is sad.
But, I mean, it's not like it's impossible to get them. You can always buy. If there's anything you ever want, you just buy it on eBay. You know? Or Facebook Marketplace. If there's a game that you're like, oh, I really wish I had this game. It's out there. Somebody's selling it.
Yeah, true. Facebook Marketplace, I found some good Nancy Forza.
You can get it. And I have it all under the bed. I have like 30 cartridges, so it's a good collection we got.
So. I'm just telling you, dude, we got to have a nice setup, like an artsy setup for all the cartridges to go so we can see the labels so we know what game to pick up.
One thing I am bummed about, I don't have any of the Mario Parties. I think they had some.
Those are all the ones we have to buy, and they're extremely expensive on eBay.
Very expensive, and I wish I had there's only three of them on N64, and I don't have any of those. I don't have the Rugrats game, the Rugrats party game.
Oh my God, we play that all the time.
Don't have that. That was at
Holy
the house.
Crap.
We don't have Perfect Dark, we don't have Gex. We don't have Pokemon Snap. I think I didn't take that one. I think.
Okay, I thought that one was there. I thought you grabbed that one, because I was going to ask
you. I don't think I got
that
one, but I got Pokemon Stadium 2. And I think I got
the gold.
I don't
cartridge?
Know if I the first. Oh, you know what? I left Pokemon Stadium 1. Like, we didn't. I don't think I took one. I could double check. Yeah, the gold silver one.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got to go double check. Hold on. I got to look right now.
Hold on. I interrupt this podcast to tell you a quick sponsor message. This episode is sponsored by Harry's Razors. Actually, we're not sponsored by Harry's Razors, but Harry's, if you want to sponsor us, hell yeah.
I like how you're just making up ads.
We're actually only sponsored by Anchored, so if anyone wants to sponsor us, please, we will gladly do that. Also, I am getting very nostalgic because I want to see all those games and play them all and not have to do anything else but play those games.
Oh, you mean this giant tub?
Yes, literally. Dude, I see the green one. That's freaking Army Man, dude.
Yeah. By 3DO. Dude, you know what I did take? I didn't take freaking Pokemon Snap or Pokemon Stadium 1, but
damn.
I did take all the Banjo-Kazooies they had.
Ooh, Banjo-Kazooie, never had those.
Banjo-Kazooie 1 and 2, and I didn't delete their files. Their files are all on there, too.
Oh, my God.
But unfortunately, I, I did take Majora's Mask and Ocarina of Time. I took the two Zelda games, but I didn't take like the party games. I didn't take any of the multiplayer games. And I think I...
Because you were selfish. You're like, I want to play these games. That's why.
Well, I wanted to take them, but like they, I didn't know if they were still going to play them or like find out that I took them. Like, yeah, I found the OG, man.
Freaking Golden Eye.
Yeah, it's kind of sucks that I didn't take more of them because I wonder where they are now, but dang.
That literally, the Pokemon Stadium is such a fun game. Oh my God. And the party games, I want to play so bad.
I did take some random games that I don't know why I took.
Oh my gosh.
Star Wars Shadow of the Empire.
Bro.
I mean, some of these are crispy.
Oh my God. Yeah, they are crispy.
Like,
wow.
That's like untouched.
Mint. Yeah. Like the labels are perfect.
Yeah. Pro Skater 3, Tony Hawk's.
Oh my God. I want to play that.
But pretty much all these other games in here are the ones that we had purchased. But Tony Hawk's Underground 3, I mean, that's a good one. Not Underground 3,
wow.
Pro Skater 3. Yeah, the rest of these in here are the ones that we had. This one we did take, though. We did like this one a lot.
Oh, yeah. Sarge's Heroes too, man.
Yep, by 3DO. That's the one you could fight on in the fridge and you could jump on the milk carton and attack me.
Get freaking sniped.
Or you can go to the train level. And oh, no, the train level is on the GameCube one. That's right.
Yeah. Dude.
But yeah, I have both the Banjos.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's a Tui. And it has the Blockbuster label still on them. I can take those off.
Oh. Yeah. So wait, so they were Blockbuster games and they were purchased then?
These are the Blockbuster ones that they took because that she worked at Blockbuster. She was a manager.
Oh, right.
So then they retired the games. They got to keep them or they purchased them at a low, low discount.
Yeah.
And then they stopped playing them and then we were playing them and then we took them home and then we were playing them home. That's
and
pretty
now
much the
we
story.
Have them.
And now I still play them sometimes.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dude, whatever happens, just don't let any of your personal belongings go up in a fire because that would be really sad.
It's true. I have a lot of goodies here. The only thing I don't have stored here is my Legos and I don't have the Pokemon cards, but Pokemon cards are growing crazy in prices right now.
They are,
so I need to see what I have because I have some rare stuff in a binder still. And I got to go to Aaron's parents and dig it up and see what I have because they might be worth hundreds or thousands of dollars in that binder and I don't even know it.
All I got to say is Pokemon cards, hell yeah, keep those forever and Legos. I'm glad you still have those safe.
I don't think I'll get rid of them. I think I'll keep them forever. Even if I check a card and it's worth $1,000, I don't think I'll sell it because it's just going to keep growing. It's going to grow in time and it'll be worth even more, you know, double in price in that, you know, when I want to get rid of it.
Dude. Oh, that's another thing we have our studio is just have a couple cases of folders of all the Pokemon cards we have.
I don't only have every Pokemon card. I have every Yu-Gi-Oh card I ever bought.
Oh, I know. Same.
All my decks are still in there. All my binders are Yu-Gi-Oh cards and Pokemon cards.
Me too.
Yeah.
Dude, we have to
that's
go through
all
that
stuff. The
only thing I wouldn't
lose. Yeah. I got to go through all of it and like, see what I have and like categorize it all.
My stuff's just like in like some of it's not even taken care of that well. Like it's in binders or boxes, just wrapped up with rubber bands. It's not even
same
like
with, same with mine. I have Pokemon cards that the non-rare ones are just wrapped in rubber bands still.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like that's fine. It's just it is what it is. Yeah. I mean that's what it was. But
dang. We always wrap back to nostalgic stuff that we like. That's always like how it
is. It's like it brings you like good feelings because like it's been a really shit year. You know what I mean? Like it always makes you feel good to like think about those times because like those were the good times.
Yeah, big chilling.
Yeah, it's like you weren't working, you weren't stressed, like nothing mattered. Nothing could bring you down. Like everything just felt great. Like
we freaking just play Yu-Gi-Oh for 4 hours straight and just battle each other.
I mean. Yeah, just duel each other and then waiting for a new game to come out and you go to GameStop and pick up your pre-orders. Like, those were the times.
Dude.
Used to get Pokemon Diamond and Pearl.
Oh, my God. So
that pre-order day? Yeah. It's a great day.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. Speaking of the DS, I still have everything. All my DS games, everything.
Oh, I love that crispy DSi you got.
Oh, it's crisp, dude. No scratches, nothing.
I still look for a crispy black or white one on eBay every other day. Sometimes I check.
Dude, ever since you told me about the whole building your your the new portable, the what's it called? The
when I was gonna do advanced, a build on a Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
We're gonna do that one day.
We still gotta do that. It's still on the
list. We're gonna do that. We're gonna put a new screen in and we're gonna do the
full custom build.
Dim mod so you can change the screen brightness and everything. And then you get custom buttons done. Oh, it's gonna be so nice.
Yep.
And then we can just buy some new cartridges if you want, because you gotta run everything analog. It's gonna be
absolutely fun. Yeah, still, that's just on the back burner, but we'll do that 100%.
We will do that. It's a little expensive of a project, but it's fun.
Yeah. We'll build on a nice ESD mat, all set up with our tools and everything, so we can nice lighting and everything. Ooh.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun project.
Ooh. All right. What else are you doing tonight?
Tomorrow's my Friday because I took off work Friday. So.
Dang.
So I got one last day of work, and then I got iPhone, waiting for my iPhone to come on Friday, because I got the iPhone 12 Pro in Pacific Blue, and so did my brother.
Yeah, you speaking to that, Mike. I like that.
And the 128 gigabyte model, the exact phone.
We both got the exact same phone.
I can't believe we got the same exact phone. I keep looking at pictures, and it's a gorgeous phone, and I'm like, whoa, I wonder if I got silver, and I wonder if I got black.
Dude, it's done.
Do you ever think about it? Like, what if you got a gold instead?
Listen, I literally am not looking at any videos of it. No pictures, nothing. I'm just going to pick it up out of the box and be like, fuck yes, let's go. I'm just going to be happy with it. I'm not going to think. I'm done. I already done. After I put the pre-order in, I stopped thinking about it.
You know what's going to be crazy, though? We're both going to rock this caseless because we didn't order a case yet. Neither of us, at least yet.
We didn't even talk about cases or research them or anything.
Let's say 2 months passes by. We still have yet to get a case and we're rocking it naked and we meet up. How are we gonna know each other's phone? We're not gonna know whose phone's who. We're gonna lay it down on a table. We're like,
oh shit. We need some good custom background wallpapers. That's what we need.
Are you subscribed to the iPhone Reddit at all? Or like Apple subreddit? No. So I guess that makes sense because you said you don't want to see any leaks or anything or like any photos. Because I go on the iPhone Reddit a lot and a lot of people post wallpapers on there. And you could they're already formatted to your screen. Like they cut them perfect. So you can download them per screen resolution or per phone that you have or whatever. So I did that back when I got the 7, when I pre-ordered it or when I like bought it or whatever. I was hyped for when the release was coming and I had downloaded backgrounds on that Reddit. They were like awesome for my phone. They fit perfect.
Dude, it's like a whole different beast now because you've seen all those iOS 14 custom widget like setups, like retro ones, the Windows 98 ones. Like
they're so cool. And I want to do it, but also I hate the idea of it being slow from the shortcut app. It's like, I don't want to deal with the shortcut going in between my app. It's like,
yeah.
I like the look, but I'm like, no, that's not me. I want the fast speed. I don't need the
shortcut. I know. Box. I want it to just be clean. Yeah.
I want it to be clean, fast, and everything.
I don't want all like the whole like several layers of
nice setups with the new iOS. We could probably still make a cool theme like with the background and then like choose certain colored apps to use. You can get apps and then you can change the icon on some. I don't know if you use Reddit at all on your phone, but they make an app called Apollo that I have, and you can pay $5 and you can change the icon to whatever color you want. There's a custom list of icons you can pick between to match your theme, or you could get the widgets to match your theme, which is what I'm going to do. I'm going to get it all matching my front home screen.
Yeah. I've seen so many of people's setups with, like you said, with all the custom ones that they've drawn, like hand drawn ones or one that they did in Photoshop and stuff. And they're like, I just spent 4 hours doing my home screen and it looks so good. I was like, no, do I have to do this now? What the fuck? Like, why is this a thing now?
No, because I almost did it too. I almost spent all the time and almost paid somebody for the icons, for the PNGs.
Yeah.
I love the look of it so much. And they're like, yeah, send me $28. I'll send you all the PNGs. And I was like,
damn,
is it worth it? And then I kept watching videos. I'm like, oh my God, it's so slow when you open an app. I'm like, I can't do it. It's not worth it to me to spend $28 for it to be.
We gotta figure it out then. We gotta do our own. We gotta design our own or
something. We're gonna do our own without having to do the shortcuts. You know what I mean? Just make a nice theme from the actual iOS.
Yeah. With a good background.
With a good background and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I told myself. I was like, once I get this new phone, starting fresh with everything, I'm just gonna go from there and see.
I'm gonna go fresh too and then just bring my photos and stuff back in slow and contacts and whatever else. Dude, I can't wait. I wonder who's gonna get their phone first on Friday.
Dude, probably you, because I'm gonna be working all day. It's true, definitely
I'm
you.
True, I'm off. But should I wait dopamine until you open yours?
It's up to you. We could do a FaceTime. We could call each other.
You're not done with work till 7?
Yeah.
So that's 10 o'clock my
Very
time.
Late, yeah.
I can't wait till 10 o'clock to open my box.
Rip to me, dude. Yeah, you can open it.
I think I'm going to open it before you get to yours then.
Okay.
I don't want to, but...
And you can just tell me about like how great it is, and I'm just going to be like,
You're not going to be sending you Pacific Blue pictures right away.
Ah, damn it.
I'm not going to even touch it. I'm just going to open the box, and I'm going to be like, I haven't even got a skin saw on this thing yet. I'm going to send a picture.
I'm going to get my greasy palms all over it.
Exactly. Dude, I don't want to get a fingerprint on that stainless steel.
Oh, you're going to send me a picture of like a portrait photo from Aaron's phone of you with it. Oh, it's going to be so crispy.
Dude, I literally have it ready to go because I'm going to just lay it on this. The moment I get it.
Oh my God.
It's not going to touch my desk. This is going to lay on the desk and it's just going to it's going to live on this all weekend.
Oh my God.
It's going to lay on this lovely, lovely microfiber cloth.
Dude, it's going to be so difficult to run it caseless. We're just going to take the plunge, I think.
I think it's going to be rough, but like I said, if we don't like it, we could get a case. I just don't think I want silicone, but
think I want either.
Guess we'll figure out what we want to do. I don't want plastic. I hate plastic, but I think we'll get used to it. I think it's just going to be something that like we're not going to be like ready for, you know, or used to right away.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'm used to the aluminum, but I'm not used to the glass with the stainless steel. I'm not used to the weight of that. It's going to be a heavy phone compared to what I have now.
Yes. It's going to be a huge difference for you, and the freaking matte glass in the back doesn't show fingerprints, which is insane.
Doesn't show fingerprints. It's going to be a nice feeling, and it's like I love the iPhone 5 feel in your hand compared to the round edges because it's more comfortable to me.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's just going to be weird for me because it's such a big change in screen and weight. Compared to like your phone's already 5 foot inches, so it's not a big jump for you, but for me it is. It's a huge jump because I have a 4.7 inch.
I'll just like call me right away or whatever. I'll come out my lunch or whatever. I want to hear your reaction.
I'll FaceTime you on it.
Yeah. Oh, no, on the phone.
I'm gonna walk outside and go on 5G. I'm like, I'm doing HD FaceTime call.
Streaming to you right now, baby.
Yeah. Dang. I'm gonna do it like I'm going to try to FaceTime call you like on it, see how good the selfie cam is. Cause I want you to tell me how good it looks.
Dude.
From like your end.
Okay.
Cause my cameras are not that great on my phone anymore. They're pretty dumb. Like we've gone really far in 4 years with the cameras. Like we thought that was a good camera at the time. Like look how much has changed in 4 years on the phone.
It's fucking crazy. It's
insane. Like what? All right. But, sorry. I know you're going to go eat dinner, but.
No, you're good. Oh damn! But
I just got a little excited, you know. Can't help
myself. Dude, I'm so excited. I'm like I said, I'm purposely not looking at anything just to hype myself. So it's 100% like ready, super set, and I can just like sit everything.
I really want to like open up at the same time with you, but it's gonna be tricky. Can you like get it? Like, how close are you to go to work from home? Like, could you like buzz back home, pick up your phone, and like open it at work on your lunch or something?
No, it would take me an hour to do that.
Oh, could you like your phone before you go to work so that you have it with you and then you could like unbox it on your lunch or your like dinner break?
Only if I get my phone sooner than you, which I probably won't.
You'd have to get it like before work.
I'd get it tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you're not going to get it tomorrow.
We don't know that.
They don't deliver early.
Maybe.
They deliver Friday. You're going to get it while you're at work, and will they deliver it at the doorstep? I hope so.
Yeah, they will.
Oh, they will. Okay.
I figured out my UPS.
You pre-signed. Okay, good.
That was not the one that I had to sign for. That's
the
why.
Other one. What's the other thing then?
I don't know, dude.
The metal.
No.
Did you order something and you didn't tell me?
No, I didn't order anything. I have not bought anything in months. I don't have any money, dude.
I don't get what that would be.
If I had money, I would have bought that Switch that you showed me at Best Buy literally that second.
Oh yeah, that's probably out of stock.
I want that Switch so bad, and now it's not. Yeah, I can't buy it anymore. So fuck.
Yeah, you know what I've been playing? Speaking of Switch, real quick.
Smash.
No, but Mario I know. Party. I know that's what you want. No.
I want to play Mario Kart.
I started a fresh file of Luigi's Mansion 3 with Aaron because we beat it last year, and we are trying to beat it before Halloween this year.
Unbelievable. So
we're already on floor 7.
Oh my God.
And there's 15 floors, so we're like halfway through the game already.
My own fucking brother. If I could freaking vote up anybody to speed through any like venture game, it's going to be you because I swear to God.
I love my games. Yeah.
Adventure games, dude. Like platformers, adventure games, event games, Puzzle games, dude. I'm the worst. But you, swear to God,
dude. Jesus. That Mario trio. I remember I told you I beat the first two of that pack. I looked at my thing. I dropped 50 hours in that game. I haven't touched it in a while. I haven't played Galaxy at all because I beat Galaxy on Wii, you know, twice. I'm tired of Galaxy. So I beat the other two games, got the 120 stars and Shrine Sprites. 50 hours I dropped in 10 days.
Oh, my God.
I played so much, and my hands hurt so bad, but I was playing like nuts, man.
You're like, I gotta do the next level.
I was obsessed, and I haven't touched it since. I beat both, completely 100% of both games, and I haven't touched it. And now I'm playing Luigi's Mansion like crazy right now. It's so good.
Damn. Well, one day I'll be able to watch you play games.
That, and also you need to get online so we can play Smash Brothers or like Mario Party Switch. Or something online. Yeah. Switch online. Switch games on like Animal Crossing online would be a lot of fun with you. It literally is so much fun. I know you don't love Animal Crossing, but I feel like if you were playing online with me, you would love it.
Well, like I do, like it's just like it takes so much time. Like I had it on DS, like we had it on GameCube, obviously.
It does take a lot of time, but that's what's cool about it. Like you don't have to, like there's like no rush to beat something. It's just like something you could boot up, play 20 minutes a day, and that's it. And that's fine. That's all you have to do. Play 30 minutes a day, and you're done.
Yeah,
it's just like more casual.
Very true.
Yeah. Cool. Let's shoot for next Wednesday.
Okay, dokie. I mean, I'm off, so I mean, it works.
If you're off every Wednesday, that makes it the best because then I don't have to mess with your schedule. And guess what? November 1st, 2-hour difference, so it's coming soon.
Dude, I swear.
It's only what?
This whole thing.
10 days away, man, and that's there. And we switch time zones.
It's been literally the worst.
It's really bad. Difference. Really, really bad. I forgot how bad it is. Then you realize how much better 2 hours is.
Yeah.
3 hours is too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be a nice change.
Cool, dude.
All right, brother.
Well, thanks for chatting with us. All of our listeners, thanks for joining in. This is a little late to our usual schedule, as we mentioned earlier in the podcast, but we'll try to stay on our next Wednesday or our Wednesday schedule rather for podcasts. Sure. And then we'll sometime soon be posting some new content. Want to add anything else, Connor?
No, that's it. Yeah. Keep your eyes open. That's all I can say.
Okay. Cool. Thanks Anchor for supporting us, and bro, I hope you have a good night.
Yeah. Same to you. I'll talk to you, man.
I talk to you, dude.
All right. Peace.
See ya.